This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on patient name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name Escamilla, E-S-C-A-M-I-L-L-A. Her date of birth is August 10, 1962. Patient name for Anna Luna, L-U-N-A. Certified nurse practitioner, new paragraph, and also for Solution Medical Clinic of Denton, new paragraph, also Michelle Balderas, M-I-C-H-E. LLE, last name Balderas, B-A-L-D-E-R-S, of Solution Medical Clinic of Denton, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 43-year-old female comes here for evaluation of low platelet. She does not smoke or drink. She denies any drug allergy. New paragraph symptoms, she complaining of spontaneous bruises for last 3 to 4 weeks, appearing on her arm and forearm, also on the legs. New paragraph, recently when checked, her platelet count was found to be low at 35. In September, and it was 22 on November 2nd. That is the reason she is here. Past medical history, she has history of hypothyroidism. She is on supplement. Past medical history also include history of systemic lupus erythematosus, new paragraph. Patient was hospitalized at Presbyterian Hospital 2 years ago when she presented with easy bruises spontaneously appearing. She was admitted. She was found to have platelet almost zero. She received platelet transfusion on several occasions. Bone marrow biopsy was done according to her. She was placed on medications which also included prednisone. She took it for a few months, but she thinks it gave her a headache, so she stopped it. New paragraph. Past medical history also includes, past menstrual history, a patient's LMP was 2 weeks ago. She has heavy periods. She has 2 children, 11 and 19. Physical exam, she is 4 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 129, blood pressure 102 over 66, eyes ENT unremarkable. No lymph node felt in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities, bruises. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytopenia, most likely ITP. Diagnosis 2, history of systemic lupus. She may have hypersplenism causing this thrombocytopenia. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and try to get the records from Presbyterian Hospital and from her previous physicians. I will start her on prednisone, a trial basis. For 5 days, we'll check CBC. If it is chronic ITP, she should have some response. Thank you for your support. This is a consultation on Maria Escamilla, E-S-C-A-M-I-L-L-A. Thank you.